Well, if we don't see, how do we believe? Jesus is risen from the dead. I believe that. How do we believe? You know, we're all, most of us, brought up Catholics, and we, you know, but do you believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead after 3 days, and that he is the living, eternal Son of God, and the source of your eternal life? What does believe mean anyway? It's very interesting, isn't it? Aquinas says, you see, that this believing is the first act of justification, which God works in the believer. So as we're sitting here, the Holy Spirit of God, divine, infinite, radiant, glorious, is working in our hearts, so we believe. Now, that's why we have to pray. That's why we never just start with the Last Supper. We always start with readings to get ourselves, you know, in the environment of faith. Because we've all been doing this for years. We could go through this, you know, without a thought in our head. But it's interesting, you see, that Jesus was so kind to Thomas. All right, Thomas, come. You know, here are my hands, my feet, my side. Come. And Thomas was overwhelmed and said, my Lord, that's God. O Kyrios mou, my Lord. That's God. And my God. He really believed. It's a beautiful gospel, you see, because it's meant to shake us. Do I believe because it's routine? Because I'm supposed to say the Mass every day, you know? Or do I believe? And you see, it says here that if we do believe, it's because the work of the Father in us, the Holy Spirit moving us to believe. Aquinas, he's talking about justification. And he said, believing is the first act of justification which God works in the believer, by which he yields to the truth and receives its effect. So, you think you got yourselves here this morning. And it was quite a struggle, get out of bed and all that, but no, God brought you here. So you could hear this gospel, so you could honor St. Thomas, who traveled all the way, you know, from the Mediterranean down to the tip of India to preach the gospel. And that's why that liturgy of St. Thomas is still in Syriac, which is just the Christian dialect of Aramaic, to this day. So it's because he believed that all the people in southern India know Jesus Christ and have yielded to the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. See, that phrase of Aquinas is so interesting, you see. The act of faith, you see, is the first act of justification which God works in the believer. So when we're making acts of faith, we're yielding to that movement of the Holy Spirit. I've told you, I think, before about Dom Augustine Baker. He was a 16th century Benedictine, and he wrote this book, Sancta Sophia, in that really quaint English of those days. He says, if a man wants to be an internal liver, he means a man with an interior life, but that's the way they said it, you see. it's what he calls forced act of the will. It's not forced, but it's stop and will. I believe that you are God. You are God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe, Jesus, that you are the Son of God incarnate, that you came among us, that you taught us, that you died for our sins and rose again, and you're the source of our life, even to giving us your body and blood every day. I believe. See, that's what you can do when you turn the radio off in the car. You can practice. A friend of mine is dead now, Marius McAuliffe, an Irish Franciscan. And he had a heart attack. And they fixed him. He's okay. But he said, what was I doing when I was just lying there? I was asleep. Said, that's not the way to die. So every night, as he lay there, he would make acts of faith and love to Jesus. I'm practicing dying. Wasn't that brilliant? I've taken that tip. I don't remember every night. But I believe you. And I give you my whole being. And I entrust it to you. You see. Why should I die like an old potato just lying here? You know? You can try it. It's a nice way to go off to sleep, confiding your whole life, your whole body, your soul, your future is there is one. And by the way, did they put out an announcement about the procedure they're going to do on me? Oh, they didn't. Oh, I thought they were going to do that. I didn't want it, and Nancy insisted, and she called. Who's the secretary? Terry. Anyway, they're going to do a catheterization in my heart one day next week. So pray for it.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I heard Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. So pray for it. I think it's all going to be all right.